people would get sick down here, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they get real pain down here?
Some of them.
What was that called?
Sometimes it's from the eatings.
Yeah?
It's, well, sometimes it's in your diet, what you eat.
It'd make you what? It'd make you what?
It'd make you painful. Sick.
Sick where?
Down in the bottom of your stomach.
Sick.
Yeah, it'd make you sick.
Folks ever used to die from that?
No, they wouldn't die because there's too many doctors around.
Yeah. Well, they used to not know what that was, didn't they?
Doctors?
No. You know, you'd get a pain.
Oh, sometimes appendicitis. You would have to go and be operated on for that. Right
where,
away.
In the
hospital.
Who would look after you there?
The doctors.
Doctors
the
and
the nurse.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a hospital, Mr.?
Is I ever been in now?
Yeah.
No, and I hope I never will.
Really? You've never been in one?
No, indeed.
That's amazing.
And I hardly ever be sick. But my biggest trouble is my eyes. You know, a cataract come on my right eye.
Yeah.
And I put it out and put it in. And I ain't got but one good eye. And they told me I was too old to be operated on for that. And so I give that up. And Dr. Cunard out there, he gives me medicine to put in my eye and pills to take, you know, to help me along. Before I'd been sick any other way, I never do be.
Yeah?
Never be sick. Well, it's just the way you carry yourself. The things that you know is against you, don't eat it. That's the way to do it. Plenty of people know things is against them, and they'll turn in and eat it. And then go to the doctor. Dr. Whitaker, when he was living, Dr. Whitaker, he could tell that you weren't doing what he, going by the instruction that he gave you. And he'd say, don't come back here no more. Damn it, you ain't gonna ruin my reputation. He meant it too. Well, no need of going to a doctor if you ain't gonna go by his instruction.
Yeah.
Well.
I wanted to ask you about, did you have a room up underneath the house here?
No, sir. Nothing but just these two rooms here and a kitchen and a dining room. Just four rooms.
Did you ever see a big house that would have a kind of a room?
Up above?
Yeah.
We used to live in a house before I was married, up at Lockland. Had rooms up above, about where we went when the high 19 and 12 high water, up in the top of the house.
What'd you call that?
I don't know, we just call it rooms.
I see. Did you have an attic?
Attic.
Or a loft?
Had windows up in there, put open, give out.
How'd you get up there?
Had a ladder. There's a ladder to walk on up there and open those doors and go on in.
Yeah.
That's the way Dr. Chu had it. It's his house.
He had a ladder?
Had a ladder. Didn't have no steps. Had a ladder.
Really?
You walk up those ladders and go on up above. I'd be cooked up in there and slept up in there and down to the hot water, all down below there. All that was nothing but water. We put all those things up on a scaffold.
Yeah.